In 2004, Hurricane Ivan bowled over an oil rig belonging to Taylor Energy, setting off a massive oil spill on the coast of Louisiana that's been growing steadily for 14 years. Every day, the site has been spewing between 300 to 700 barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Taylor Energy has cleaned up some of the mess, but they've also been suing the government to avoid a full cleanup of the site. And if the spill is not stopped soon, it's on track to become one of the worst in U.S. history. Michael Kunzelman is a reporter with the Associated Press, and he's been reporting on the Taylor oil spill for years. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So this spill started in 2004, and it's now back in the news because the Justice Department had an independent analysis about this. Tell us about that. What did they find?
Well, they found that the leak appears to be much worse than either the company or the government itself has been saying for many years. The latest estimates, which were put together by an independent researcher from Florida, found that between 10,000 to 30,000 gallons of oil is leaking daily from multiple wells around that platform that toppled over during Hurricane Ivan in 2004. And the reason why this is an issue now, after all these many years, is that Taylor Energy, a company based in New Orleans that doesn't have any assets anymore, it essentially only exists to fight this spill, is trying to recover hundreds of millions of dollars that it set aside years ago to try to end this leak. They want the money back. The government says, no, you need to do more to finish what you started here down below the surface of the Gulf.
Obviously, there's a money issue here, but what is it about this spill? Why has it taken so long for this to stop? This looks like it's an environmental disaster that's been going on in our own backyard.
Well, it hadn't gotten a lot of attention until recently. That's true. The company's position is that basically, look, this is not any different than the natural seeps that occur out there out in the Gulf of Mexico that are harmless. That's their position.
Are they right about that, though?
Well, I mean, I think that's open to debate, certainly. And the government's position is very different, that it does pose a potential threat to the environment and that they have to go out there and do what they can. The problem is that when that hurricane rolled through and knocked over the drilling platform, it also buried the underground wells under mountains of sediment that they cannot go and simply dredge without risking somebody's life. That's the company, what the company says. Now, the company did kill some of the wells, they said, but they said that nothing more can be done without causing potentially greater risk. If they go in there and they take the sediment away, it could make the leak even worse, possibly. So there's very little disagreement, it seems like, between the government and the company about what needs to be done next. But the government believes that something can be done, and they, I believe, are going to order the company to do something else down there below the surface.
I'm just wondering, the Taylor oil spill is back in the news, but it's rivaling this BP oil spill in 2010. I can't forget the images of the BP oil spill. They were like on loop. And I'm wondering how this is affecting the environment differently than the BP oil spill did in 2010.
Well, in 2010, the BP oil spill, as we all remember, we were kind of transfixed by the images of this billowing wave of crude oil coming out of the bottom of the seafloor. It was coming out all at once, you know, over the period of, granted, I believe 3 months or so. But that massive amount of oil came out all at once, and that has, you know, it oiled birds on the seashore, and it created an environmental catastrophe. And in this case, this has been a slow motion environmental problem with Taylor Energy. It's seeped out slowly, and I'm not a scientist, but I've been told that the damage and the effect is far less serious when it's staggered out and the oil can be weathered by waves and water, and it doesn't have quite the same impact. Also, the company has said that there's no evidence that this oil from the Taylor Energy leak is reaching shore. It's about 12 miles off the coast of Louisiana, and these slicks stretch for miles every day, or almost every day.
But don't those slicks also have an impact on the environment, whether we can see them or not? I mean, who's supposed to make sure that this is an environmentally sound place?
I believe that there is some disagreement about this between the two sides. The company has its own experts who say that there is no environmental ecological risk or danger or damage. And then the government says differently, that there's at least the potential for damage to the ecology out there, even if it's not oiling birds on the shore. You know, there's fish, there's other marine life out there that could be affected by these persistent and chronic leaks.
So we know that Taylor Energy is suing the federal government. What else are they doing? We understand that one of the former owner's widow is a prominent philanthropist in Louisiana.
Yeah, so the Taylor name is best known probably in Louisiana for a program called TOPS. It's the T in TOPS, which has financed free college tuition for many families over the years. This is a couple didn't have kids of their own. They invested a lot of money in helping other people, millions of dollars in philanthropy work. Mrs. Taylor, his widow, is also a very influential political figure, donor to many congressmen and senators. And she had hired lawyers to lobby on Capitol Hill to try to get the company a break. So it's still a fight that's ongoing, both in court and also separately. The company had tried to petition a somewhat obscure government agency to give it a relief from this longstanding order that it had to do more down below the seafloor in terms of drilling intervention wells to try to kill underground wells. So there's two fronts, but primarily this has become a case about money and about how much more they need to spend or have available to spend down below the sea surface.
Michael Kunzelman is a reporter with the Associated Press. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We reached out to a few scientists working around the Gulf about the Taylor oil spill. Vernon Asper, a marine geologist at the University of Southern Missouri, told us that he thinks Taylor Energy should not have to clean up the site, but instead they should fund scientific research to study the leaks. There are about 20 oil blowouts in federal and state waters every year. Professor Asper says scientists could use the Taylor oil spill to examine the impact of the oil, how the seafloor community responds to it, how it interacts with plankton, and how oil is transported from the surface to the seafloor. Professor Asper also said some scientists have requested intentional releases of oil, basically creating a spill in the Gulf to study these effects, but the Taylor site could be a good compromise. What do you think about solutions like this? Join the conversation on our Facebook page or tweet us at The Takeaway.